Welcome to morning prayer and worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. For Thursday in ordinary time, proper 8 in the church calendar, as we mark time with God's story. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. We are in a summer giving campaign. We have just under 2 weeks left to go. We're raising $3,000. And thank you for everyone who's given. You are helping this go out to the world. We have somewhere around 6,000 or so people listening each month with prayer requests coming in from the U.S. and the U.K., Australia, New Zealand, Nigeria, Turkey, the Philippines, and so many more. Thank you for being a part. If the Lord prompts you, would you give? There is no gift too small or too large. The Lord, you are sowing to what He is doing, and our hearts are the most important always. Thank you. You can give at benwardmusic.com/donate. Come and take your place in the center of our hearts. Come and take your place. Come and take your place in the center of our hearts. Come and take your place. Come and take your place in the center of our hearts. Come and take your place. My soul longs for you, Lord, in a dry end. Come and take your place. Come and take your place in the center of our hearts. Come and take your place. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen.
My soul longs for you, Lord, in a dry and weary land. So come and take your place in the center of our hearts. Come and take your place. It was made for you. Come and take your place in the center of our hearts. Come and take your place.
Come and take your place. It was made for you. Have the preeminence, Lord. Always, God. Psalm 131. More songs of ascent on this Thursday in ordinary time. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his self-denial. He swore on oath to the Lord. He made a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. We heard it in Ephrath. We came upon it in the fields of Jar. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you in the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore on oath to David, a sure oath he will not revoke. One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling, saying, This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but his head will be adorned with a radiant crown. Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. And as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Bestow your blessing, Lord, even life forevermore. Oh, we want your life. We desire your life forevermore. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Our scripture lesson is Acts 8, 26 through 40. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Candake, which means Queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I?" he said, "unless someone explains it to me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to see some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus and traveled about, preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea.
Oh, you're amazing, Lord. Oh, the wonder of your mighty hand. Oh, you're amazing, Lord. You're amazing, amazing. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Thursday in ordinary time, proper 8 in the church calendar. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, grant us so to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. Pray specifically for those in your life. Say their names before the throne of grace. Name your circumstances. You're invited. You're welcomed. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, our cries for healing, for understanding. Whatever it is, lay it before Jesus now. He is listening. Pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families, whatever that means in your life today, lift them up. Pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, your mind, your tongue. Let's pray for our enemies. Jesus commands us to bless those who curse us. It changes you, it changes them, it changes the circumstance. But I pray today for all those who are in charge of things, who are leaders, who have been given authority. Help them to rule in certain ways, God, that is appropriate, with hearts of compassion and understanding. Help them not to lord it over those they have authority over. Help them to guide and to care in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Come and take your place in the center of our hearts. Come and take your place.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved, you are empowered, you are given eyes to see and ears to hear. Step into that today and share. Amen. Thank you for praying with me today. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Thank you for giving, for sowing into this ministry and keeping it going, and blessing those around the world who are being blessed by it. BenwardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.